right, we're back at it. This is Kiki. That's not the right intro. What do I usually say? I say, hey guys, it's Kiki, and I'm here to review season 6, episode 11 of OWN's Ready to Love. This episode is called All in the Family. So Tommy is meeting the men in the tabernacle. He updates them that Tina ghosted him and that he has decided that Tina is not ready to love. Paul is annoyed because he feels like he's wasted time. Tina wasted his time. He no longer has Carmen on his radar, and he feels like he still hasn't really gotten to know Dakia. Yeah, I guess all that rushing and all those sweet words doesn't really translate well into action. Tommy lets the men know who it's the final four. So it's Clifton, P.O., Demetrius, and Donovan. And if this isn't a sorry ass final four of men, I don't know what's what. But Tommy lets the men know that it is time to introduce the ladies to the men's families. Demetrius says that he's anxious and nervous because he needs to have a conversation with Sabrina to see where they stand, since she kind of outed him as being a, you know, misogynist and a little bit of a submissive woman chaser at the last tabernacle / brunch. So that's where we're going. We jumping into it. Let's start meeting these families, honey. So we have Clifton introducing his uncle and cousin to Joy. They meet Joy. They like her. She expresses that Clifton checks all of her boxes and he's able to open her up and have conversations that she's never really had in other relationships. The uncle asks how she feels about the two kids. And I think Jamar had mentioned when he and Ashley reviewed that Clifton had a 3-year-old, something like that. But the uncle asked a great question, like, how would you feel if Clifton had to take full responsibility and didn't have to co-parent? Like, how would you adapt to that? And she says, oh, that's fine. She used to be a teacher. The only issue with their connection is that Joy is a singer and she has to travel, I think, to Mexico and be there for 6 months. I want to say Joy is like a cruise. It sounds like what I'm assuming is that she sings for a cruise line or something like that, because why specifically in Mexico? And from what I saw online is, like, if you get a contract with a cruise line to sing, like, you have to be a really good musician, because that is guaranteed money, honey. And y'all know how the cruise business was up in arms after COVID. So when the world started to open up again, these cruise lines were like, hey, we need you. So get either sign or go away. I don't understand why Joy would have came on this show if she knows she's away for half the year, but to each his own. She says that Clifton does think that's going to be an issue. She gets emotional and starts crying. And Clifton said, yeah, I'd be lying if I said it was not going to bother me. So that's the only obstacle standing in their relationship. Joy leaves. Uncle and cousin say that they like Joy. They say that she was very sincere. But they're going to have to tackle the issue of her being gone to Mexico. So y'all already know Joy and Clifton going to be together regardless. So it's not an issue to me. I'm just like, yeah, next. Next, we see Donovan and Sabrina meet up because they haven't talked since the getaway. And at the brunch tabernacle, things were very awkward with them. So he says he texts her and asks her to catch up so that they can talk. Sabrina says she does not trust Donovan, okay? And it's funny because he says the same thing about her. He feels like he doesn't trust her and that she hasn't been honest, vulnerable, or consistent with him. And not only with him, but with Demetrius as well. And I'm just like, okay, like, give me a motherfucking break. Donovan says that he feels like Sabrina has, she says and does two different things. And I really don't understand. Sabrina says that Donovan's acting like a bitter baby. And Sabrina just really clocked what it was. She says that the men on the show have fragile egos and that they cannot handle a woman having multiple connections. And I 1001% agree. She had a connection with Tori. She had a connection with Demetrius. She had a connection with Donovan. All three of them have been so, up until now, minus Donovan, incessantly insecure, and they have not known how to effectively communicate that. Like, they wanted her to choose. Tori wanted her to choose immediately. She was like, I'm not going to do that. Tori backed off because he thought he was pulling his nuts and was like, oh, well, if you don't want to be with me, I don't want to be with you. When Sabrina was like, I can't make that choice, he pulled back and was like, oh, okay, well, I still want to pursue things. Same with Demetrius. He hasn't done anything to make Sabrina be confident in the fact that he could be her number one, but then he wants her to only show attention to him. And then with Donovan, he doesn't like that she's openly into Demetrius. Like, is she supposed to hide that? And she has said since day one, I've always been open with you about the fact that Demetrius and I have a connection. So, yeah, girl. She hit the nail on the head. The men cannot handle when a woman has multiple connections. She says that she's been distant towards Donovan because he's been rocking more with Carmen. He doesn't really want to accept that. And he says, well, you know, I actually do want to move forward with Carmen and only Carmen. And Sabrina's like, okay. And as she's trying to speak to him, he's like rolling his eyes. She said that he was picking at his dirty ass fingernails. I was like, Sabrina knows when to jut that shade in like a shank. But yeah, this side of Donovan is very unattractive. Like the rolling of the eyes and the dismissiveness. Like, sir, you just became single 20 seconds ago and now you're trying to convince me that you want to be all in and only have one woman. That's not how this process works. So you can get the fuck on out the way and go ahead and be with Carmen and her blue contacts. Moving on. Next, we see P.O. meeting up with Takiya because he needs to clear the air after Carmen tried to rat and air his ass out at the Tabernacle brunch. So he sits down with Takiya and he said, listen, me and Carmen had a private conversation and she asked me about the type of woman I liked intimately. Okay, I described the type of woman, not you specifically, the type of woman that gets me aroused intimately. Carmen tried to spin it and say, if does Takiya do that for you? Now, Paul does not say an answer on that. He said that when Carmen asked that, he said, oh, don't worry about that. Or, oh, I'm not going to answer it. Paul, I think there's a little bit of untruth in there because I don't think that you did not answer the question, whether it's yes or no. But regardless, Takiya says she believes Paul. Okay, Paul says that it seems like Carmen has had it out for her for a very long time, especially after the Chef Eric incident. So that's where Takiya is going to be at. She says, she asked Paul how he feels about Carmen, because if she's the type of woman that he wants to be with, she does not need to move forward with him on anything. He says that Takiya is classy, so he needs that in his life and he will not be moving forward with Carmen. All right, then Takiya takes a little dig about, you know, she knows she can get a man aroused, you know, she be in the gym working on her fitness and Carmen laid on a surgeon's table. Now, normally I'd be like, nah, don't shame the women who be getting the BBLs and the boob jobs, because baby, once I get the coins together, I will be right on Dr. Miami's table. Okay. But because it's Carmen and I don't really like her and she is a petty, messy bitch. Yeah. Go ahead and talk shit about her botched surgeries. So yeah, Paul asked Takiya if she wants to meet his family. She says that that's a big step because if you're meeting someone's family, that means you are in it for the long haul. But she recognizes that this is not the most average nor normal process. So yeah, she's down. They're going to try and make it work, I guess. Next, we have Donovan and his mom meeting Carmen. I can already tell his mama is one of those, you know, nobody's good enough for my son. He hangs the moon and the stars. Mm-hmm. You know, meeting his mom on this show gave me a lot of insight into the man Donovan is. But yeah, girl, whatever. Carmen comes, you know, her titties are actually covered this time. No powerful necklace on, and she brings them both flowers. Mom is instantly impressed, which leads me to believe that her mom is a bird. I'm sorry, his mom is a bird. But anyway, let me not be rude, okay? She asked Carmen, you know, I hear that you have a son. Donovan also has children. You know, how do you show your son morals and values? Carmen opens up and she says that her son hasn't seen his father in 8 years and that she just teaches him that, you know, not everybody lives the same way and that we're all different, and that is the beauty of everybody being different. Carmen really put on an act, I feel like, and Donovan's mom fell for it hook, line, and sinker. She loves Carmen. She wants to exchange numbers. After Carmen leaves, she says that she's very impressed and that Donovan has a winner. And I'm just like, girl, Donovan just decided that he only wants to be with Carmen 2 hours ago. Like, don't get used to it. But yeah, girl, the mama fell for it. Carmen, bitch, you a crafty one. You a crafty one. But yeah, mama is all here for it, and so is Donovan. Next, we have a sit down with Demetrius and Sabrina. Sabrina says that they both are at a crossroads and that they need to discuss things before they move forward in any which way, okay? She expresses that there's always been a weird power dynamic between them, and he makes it clear, you know, I don't want a submissive woman. They both seem to have, as everybody does have, a different definition of submissive, in my opinion, watching the both of them interact. Sabrina does say, and I think she does a great job of communicating, she was like, okay, so it may not be exactly submissive, but you are the type of guy that you lead a certain way in your career, in your professional life, and you expect your partner or woman to move that way behind you in your personal life. So that is why she believes he wants a submissive woman. And he is like, no, not exactly. Like, when, you know, his idea of submissive is barefoot and pregnant in the house, that's not what he's on. Sabrina is like, but you did tell me that you want a woman to take your last name. And he's like, yeah, that's normal, isn't it? And she's like, is it really? I see where they're both coming from, but Demetrius, okay, so maybe Demetrius doesn't want a submissive woman, but he wants someone who will never challenge him. He wants someone who is going to follow his lead. I don't know how else to cut it. That sounds submissive to me, but I guess to Demetrius. Demetrius just doesn't want to come off as controlling. He wants it to be, it's the type of what's understood doesn't have to be explained notion. And I feel like that's where the lines get blurred, because he is an alpha, and I even hate using that term. He has an alpha personality, and someone like Carmen, who is also assertive and alpha, wouldn't be a match for him. Sabrina speaks out and she thinks that really wouldn't be a match for him. Precious was very domineering and kind of did her own thing. She kind of led. He didn't really like that. Joy isn't a really go with the flow type of woman. She's going to let it be known. Dakia definitely takes charge and is a leader. A lot of the men have a problem with that. So Demetrius, your person probably was not here, but they agree to disagree on the submissive thing and come to a better understanding on what it both means to both of them separately in their own opinions. So they squash that. Sabrina still feels like they are just scrambling to make up for lost time. So he says he has a surprise for her and he wants to know if she will meet his family. Sabrina, and I respect this decision, she says, listen, we are not at that place yet. We are not there. If I am going to meet your family, we have to have a united, strong, solid connection, and I don't feel that we have it that way. So they leave us on that cliffhanger and we are moving right along. Next, we have Paul, his younger brother, meeting Dakia. They get right into it. Dakia lists her resume. Okay, she went to Pitt, born and raised in DC. She is now an engineer at NASA and owns a ballet studio. Dakia, girl, you better fucking work, bitch. So his brother's like, so with all of that, why are you looking for love? And I wanted to chuck my remote at the TV. She just listed off all these amazing accomplishments that women, black women, don't even get to see. We don't have the door open for us in any of those fields. And he's like, yeah, but your love life, though, it sucks. Dakia, always classy, she says, well, I'm not looking for love, but I am open to receiving it. Piriana, okay? His next question, well, how do you feel about leading and reciprocating? Dakia says, listen, I do all of that leading in my career. I shouldn't have to do that in my love life. I don't mind having to lead, but I want a person that's going to take care of me, and it's always about reciprocity. Yes, tens across the board. Perfect answer. Paul's brother says that when it comes to Paul, he gave people too many chances. Paul's like, yeah, when he was married, he hung in there for too long, as opposed to accepting that it probably was not where he needed to be anymore. I didn't know Paul used to be married. Did y'all know that? Did he mention that on his interview when this show first started? Yeah. But Dakia leaves. Paul asks his brother how he feels about her, and he's like, oh, she had a lot of textbook answers, but he does see potential. I am flabbergasted. Your ashy ass brother should be kissing the ground that Dakia walks on. Like, your brother has zero potential, sir. See, family just really, the family episodes just always do it for me, because I'm like, y'all are always going to see the potential in your family member, but never in the other person that they're dating. And you know, as Paul's brother, I understand you got to have his back, but you should have just said she's out of your league, bruh, because that's what we know the truth is. Anyway, let's move on to the tabernacle. The men are meeting in the tabernacle for the final tabernacle of the season. Tommy wants to know how the men dealt with the women meeting their families. Clifton said that his family liked Joy. The only concern was that she would be gone to Mexico, all right? Tommy is grilling the hell out of Paul because he says his brother met Dakia, and although his brother didn't really care for her, he still wants to move forward with Dakia. All right. Tommy is like, well, Paul, what do you see in Dakia that you didn't see in your prior connections? Paul says that she's 100% straightforward and he always gets the truth from her. And Tommy's like, well, why did it take y'all so long to connect? And he was like, oh, scheduling kept us apart. So Tommy isn't really buying, much like the viewers at home, that now all of a sudden Paul is in a Dakia and they're going to make it work. And in his confessional, Paul is like, listen, Tommy, you told me to take, you know, to administer the quantity, but to find quality within that quantity. And that's what I'm doing. Now I'm like, Paul, why didn't you say that to Tommy's face? Like, but you have all these balls in the confessional. Tommy's not buying it. Tommy's not buying it, Paul, and neither am I. Donovan, still in his bitch mood. He says that the thing with Sabrina is over. She had no accountability. And Tommy's like, well, what is she not owning up to? What specifically? Because that doesn't sound like Sabrina. And Donovan is like, well, she wasn't vulnerable. She wasn't open. She wasn't solid. And she never had my back. Tommy's like, okay. Donovan is just delusional and living in his own little world. He says that his mom met Carmen and that she really liked Carmen. So yeah, Carmen is probably going to be the one for him. He asked Demetrius how it went. Demetrius said that Sabrina was not ready to meet his family. Tommy's a little shocked and taken aback by that. And he's like, listen, if I was dating someone and they didn't want to meet my family, that would majorly hurt me. And that is definitely a cause for concern. And everybody else was like, what? She didn't want to meet your family? Yeah, the men are definitely offended that Sabrina didn't want to meet his family, although I can respect it. They don't. Tommy lets them know, well, that's the end of the last tabernacle. I wasn't really clear if they were voting someone off, but Tommy does let them know that they have one last curveball before the final decision day. Lastly, we see Demetrius and Sabrina go out to dinner. She says that she still feels like they have an emotional disconnect that has held them back, and ultimately he is not her person. He said that he understands that and he had reservations about her, but he still wanted to move forward. And Sabrina was like, that's what she's talking about. You know, Demetrius saw this all in the red flags as a challenge that he could get over, and she saw it as a sign. She says that she's leaving. She's taking herself out of the process. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I think the season before last was the most dropouts, or that season with Jason and Liz. But my God, these, between Tina, Christina, and Sabrina, y'all were just wasting y'all time being here. Like, and I understand the cast wasn't that great with men choices, but God damn, y'all just leaving. But I respect Sabrina for leaving because her person wasn't here. I wish Dakia would have kind of had the balls to do the same thing, because after Eric left, I feel like she tried to rush and expedite a connection with Clifton, and that was not going to work with the vice grip that Joy had on him. But yeah, Demetrius is questioning whether Sabrina was ever sincere about this and whether this was a game to her. He says that his journey started and ended with her, so he will be leaving the process as well. You didn't leave because your process started and ended with her, bro. You left because you dead ass have no other connections. He said that his fault on this process was that he got blinded by what people said and not really looked at their actions. And he's going to learn to trust his gut more, but that he's still ready for love. So they walk out together. His feelings are obviously hurt. And that's the end of the episode, y'all. I stand 10 toes down with Sabrina. I can see how people probably thought she was indecisive or that she was not serious. I think y'all only see it that way because she had multiple connections. Demetrius, the show was not for you. You put forth 000 effort, and I'm very relieved that he took his ass on home. Okay? We only have one more episode left. Okay, that will be the finale, which has already aired. That will be up later sometime this week. Okay, thank you guys for listening. Once again, I can be found at KDASHDIOR on Instagram and the Twitter. That's it, y'all. We almost done. Hang in there. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.